Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I know a lot of people in Florida are curious about, but maybe don't fully understand: homestead exemptions and Save Our Homes portability. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this because it's one of those topics that can save people a ton of money, but a lot of folks don't realize what they're missing out on. So let's break it down.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What exactly is a homestead exemption? I mean, I've heard the term thrown around, but I want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Great question. So a homestead exemption is basically a property tax break that Florida gives to homeowners who live in their home as their primary residence. When you apply for it, you get an exemption on a portion of your home's assessed value, which means you pay less in property taxes. It's a pretty significant benefit, especially over time.
Oh, wow. So it's not something that happens automatically. You actually have to apply for it.
Exactly. That's the thing. A lot of people don't realize they need to file an application. You have to go through your county property appraiser's office and submit the paperwork. And here's where it gets interesting. Once you get that exemption, you also get something called Save Our Homes, or SOH, portability. This is a cap on how much your property taxes can increase year to year.
Okay, now that's fascinating. So you're saying there's actually a limit on how much your taxes can go up?
Right. So with Save Our Homes, your property's assessed value for tax purposes can only increase by 3% per year, or the statewide average increase in home values, whichever is lower. So if your home's actual market value skyrockets, your taxable value grows much more slowly. It's a huge protection against tax shock.
That's incredible. So you mentioned portability. What does that actually mean? Can you move that benefit to a new home?
Yes, that's the portability part. And it's one of my favorite things about Florida's tax system. If you sell your home and buy a new one in Florida, you can transfer some of that Save Our Homes benefit to your new property. Basically, you can take that accumulated assessed value cap with you. There are some rules and limits, but it's a really valuable benefit for people who are moving within the state.
So for someone in Sarasota who's thinking about buying a new home, this could actually make a huge difference in their decision-making process, right?
Absolutely. If you already own a home in Sarasota and you're looking to upgrade or move to a different property, understanding how portability works is crucial. You could be saving thousands of dollars over the years. And if you're a first-time buyer, getting that homestead exemption locked in right away is something you don't want to delay on.
This is so valuable, David. I think a lot of people just don't know about these benefits, and they're leaving money on the table. Thanks so much for breaking this down in a way that actually makes sense.
My pleasure. It's honestly one of the best parts of buying property in Florida, and I'm always happy to help people understand how to take advantage of it.